I'm speaking with Charlotte Kamanda, head organizer of the Miss Apta Pabuan pageant for 1988. Charlotte, how much time was needed to prepare the girls for the pageant?
Okay, it's depending on the wear, like what they wear. This year we started early because the girls were going to wear formal, like dresses and stuff. So we had to go to Ottawa to buy these clothes. But the actual preparation for that evening, we started about 2 to 3 weeks before the actual night.
Doing the rehearsals and stuff.
Yeah.
How long have you been organizing the pageant?
Well, this was the fourth annual pageant. I've been organizing it from the beginning. I missed 1 year last year because I lived out west. But then I took it over again this year. So 3 years.
It's been going very great, my dad.
Thanks.
What do the candidates get judged on?
They start off with introducing themselves. So they get judged on their pose and how they can speak to the public. And then they do their talent. So they're judged on their talent. And the public speaking, how they can speak about a topic that interests them and that usually a topic that will interest the people. And they're judged how they present themselves, really.
Charlotte, can you tell me the names of the girls who were Miss Apta Pabuan in past years?
Okay, the first year, the Miss Apta Pabuan was Debbie Whiteduck. Two princesses were Robin DeGonchi and Kim Brockape, and Miss Personality was Anita Tenasco. The second year, Anita Tenasco became Miss Apta Pabuan. Natasha Cody and April Cody were the princesses, and Miss Personality was Natasha Cody. The third year, Allison Kamando was the Miss Apta Pabuan. Celine Whiteduck, Lisa Kamanda were the princesses, and Miss Personality was Karen Whiteduck. And this year was Corrine Kamanda, the Miss Apta Pabuan. Natasha Emerson and Monique Cody were the princesses, and Jody Dumont was Miss Personality.
Yeah, and we'll be hearing a bit more from them in a few minutes. Okay, Charlotte, would you be able to tell us who came up with the idea to start having the Miss Apta Pabuan pageant here on the reserve?
Okay, and 4 years ago it was talked about when we were having our carnivals. Our carnivals were just starting out at the band office, and David Cody was sitting there, and he goes, "Hey, how about having a carnival queen?" And I thought it was a really great idea. So we got together, and we had 2 weeks to prepare for the first Apta Pabuan pageant, and we did it, and it just fell into place, and we've been doing it every year since.
And how would you feel about the idea of having the Miss Apta Pabuan joining in the Pukwan and representing the reserve?
I think it would be a great idea if we would be eligible to join, depending on the age group, see? Because the Pukwan, I think, is you have to be a certain age, like 17 and over or something. And our girls start from 13, and the oldest is 17. But if we would be, if they'd let us go in, sure, I think it would be a good idea.
And any final comments?
Yeah, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everyone that made the Apta Pabuan pageants from the past and our last ones a great success, especially to David Cody, our MCs in the past, Van McGregor, Suzanne Dumont, and other people that helped, like work at the door and helped me prepare with the girls. Thanks very much, and I hope we'll keep up all working together for the next years to come.
All right, thanks a lot, Charlotte, and thanks a lot for your time.
Okay, thanks, Terry.
Now I'm speaking with one of the princesses of the fourth annual Apta Pabuan pageant for 1988, Monique Cody. Monique, who were you representing in this year's pageant?
Oh, I was proudly representing the health center.
Mm-hmm. Being one of the princesses, what prizes did you receive?
I received clothing, a Walkman, pictures, and a pair of shoes. They were all really nice.
What did you do for the talent portion of the show?
I dressed up like Michael Jackson, and I danced and lip-synced to his song, "The Way You Make Me Feel."
That sounds good. Apparently, it went over really well. Which topic did you choose to speak about, and why?
I decided to speak about AIDS, since it is one of the major concerns around the world.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the pageant is good for the reserve?
Yeah, it gives the girls experience in public speaking and also gives the girls self-esteem and self-confidence.
All right, well, congratulations to you, Nick, and thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you.
Now, I'm speaking with Miss Personality of the Aptaba Boone Pageant for 1988, Jody Duma. And Jody, how did you get selected to be Miss Personality for the pageant?
Well, all of the girls were given a sheet of paper to pick one of the other girls to be Miss Personality.
And your name, they picked
just,
you?
Yeah.
Who were you representing in the pageant?
I was representing Jalifu Taxi.
What topic did you choose to speak about, Jody, and why?
The topic that I had chosen to speak about was the drug and alcohol abuse on our reserve and the world around us. I had chose that topic because I found it an important fact and it needs to be dealt with.
All right. What did you do for the talent portion of the show?
I sang the song Tell It to My Heart.
Oh, yeah? Did you write it?
No.
No, that's a cover team. All right, do you think the pageant is good for the reserve, Jody?
Yes, I think the pageant is good for the reserve because it gives the girls a lot of experience for when they go on and have to speak in front of people and things like that.
All right, thanks a lot, Miss Personality, Jody Duma. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you.
Now I'm speaking with Natasha Emerson, one of the princesses and first runner-up in this year's Aptaba Boone pageant. Natasha, can you tell me who you were representing in this year's pageant?
This year I was chosen to represent KZ Volume Art.
What prizes did you receive being one of the princesses?
Well, for winning first runner-up, I received clothing, a Walkman, a bag, pictures, a pair of shoes, which were very nice.
Wow, sound like great prizes. What did you do for the talent portion of the pageant, Natasha?
Well, my friend Natasha Kai and I chose to act out a comedy for my talent.
What topic did you choose to speak about and why?
I chose to talk about moving to the Maniwaki Reserve because I wanted to let people know how I enjoy living here now and all the different things you can do.
Natasha, having just moved to Maniwaki, how do you like it around here?
Oh, I like Maniwaki very much. I'm able to do more things such as rides, skidoos, four-wheeling, etc. And also I am learning more about my native culture, which I think is very important to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Natasha, and congratulations on your victory.
Thank you.